Thus, if anyone, hearing that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, should think that our bodies do not rise again, he adds, this corruptible must become incorruptible, this mortal must become immortal. Now the body is corruptible, the body is mortal, so the body indeed remains, for it is the body that becomes, but its mortality and corruption disappear when immortality and incorruption arrive. Therefore, don't question in the future how it will live an eternal life, now that you've heard of its transformation into incorruptibility.